This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You've reached another Joy 94.9 podcast.
The hottest event on the LGBTIQ calendar is the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras.
And this way it is. Joy.
Thanks to our Joy sponsors, Virgin Australia, who'll fly you there, Airbnb, who'll put you up for your stay, and GoGet, who'll drive you around in style.
Then have the time of your life celebrating the Mardi Gras Parade with a view money can't buy at the Joy 94.9 VIP broadcast.
An unforgettable experience you don't want to miss.
For a chance to win, donate $5 to Joy via joy.org.au.
Enter as many times as you like. There's no limits.
The more times you donate $5, the more chances you have to win.
But do it before Feb 17.
T's and C's apply. See joy.org.au.
The joy of summer.
The joy of Mardi Gras.
Joy 94.9.
On today's podcast, I went to some Chinese New Year celebrations, Jessica, and guess,
otherwise known as Lunar New Year.
Sorry, Lunar New Year.
Chinese New Year.
And I kind of stuffed up the dress code.
Did you wear Japanese traditional kimono?
No, I actually wore Greek. I wore a suva outfit. I got my suva outfit and I wore that to the Lunar New Year celebrations.
Were you just eating yourself the whole time?
Oh my god, I smelt like garlic sauce. It is the best.
You always wear that though, don't you?
But I'm Italian.
Odehitaziki.
Yum. Odehomas. I think that's actually Middle Eastern. Anyway, what did I wear? Let's find out. This is the Chris and Jess podcast. Now, Jess, something happened to me on the weekend. So, if you've been living under a rock.
Yes.
It was Chinese New Year.
I actually did not know that.
What?
Until you posted on Facebook about it.
Oh, what?
I know, right?
Oh, it's crazy. Like, anyway. So, Chinese
New Year. But just letting you know, it's a beautiful rock that I do live under. Decorated and made it very homey.
All right. So, Chinese New Year was Friday night, going on Saturday. Chinese New Day was Saturday. And so, as you know, Jess, I've been doing some things at the moment with the City of Melbourne.
Yes.
So I've been doing some really exciting little projects for them. And one of the things that they asked me to do was to be in a video for them that's going to be, well, I'm not going to say because it might not be.
Please tell me you're part of one of those dragons in Chinese New Year. That would be amazing. Ever since primary school went... Any Chinese culture day would come through and they bring in one of those dragons. It's got the giant smile. You wouldn't even have to put on the mask. You've got the smile as big as one of those dragons
could
as
be,
well.
Yeah, I could be. I could just tease up my hair a little bit as well. Yeah, and then those dragons are beautiful.
Yeah, you tease out your hair. That's like the glitter tassels that bounce up and down.
Oh.
Oh.
Thank you for comparing me to a dragon. Appreciate it.
Ready to get burnt right about now.
They wanted me to do some video content for them anyway, and they asked me, because I'm actually in the video, if possible, to wear red, because obviously that's the colour of Chinese New Year.
Yeah.
So I had this whole idea about how I would buy this red dress and look like this, you know, flowing.
The lady in red.
Yes. I was like, oh, and I'll have my hair down and I'll be like this red girl. And
straight out of the Matrix.
So on Thursday, on Australia Day, I just popped into the shops and I looked around. I went everywhere just to find this red dress because I had a red dress idea in my head. Ran into every shop. Anyway, went into a shop, found a dress, red. Tried it on, really comfy, very on trend, off the shoulder number. I was
tray chic.
I was bloody loving myself. I was so, you know, when you buy something, you're like perfect.
Yeah,
like this is perfect.
It's like this is me.
I said to the girl in change room, I was like, it's like you knew I needed this. Like I was really happy with my purchase. Got home, took it out of the bag, showed my boyfriend, and I make him do this thing called fashion show. And so whenever one of us buy, oh, he's going to hate that I'm saying this on air. Whenever one of us buy a new item, we have to put it on and do a fashion show. So I was like, oh, fashion show type. He hates it.
Do you put on, I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy.
It hurts. So I was like, fashion show time. I love fashion show time. So put on the dress, came out to do fashion show. And he was like, Chris, that's pink. I was like, no, it's not. It's red. And he's like, look at it. It's pink. So I looked at it and it was pink. Oh. And then I looked at the tag and the tag said red. I was like, what? I bought a red dress. And he's like, Chris, it's pink. I was like, oh, my God, it is pink. And then I started putting red and pink next to it, and it was pink. So I already had the dress. I was so loving myself.
Tell you what, I thought the whole gold boy dress debacle was over, yes! But now it's pink and red.
So I want to discuss what it means to wear a pink dress on Chinese New Year. Now, Serena, front desk lady, you're our front desk lady. Now, I was just telling a story about how on Chinese New Year, I bought a dress. I thought it was red, brought it home. It was pink. I swear the colour in the shop, the lighting, the fluoro lighting made it look red.
It's the blue gold dress all over again.
It is. It said on the tag red. I wore a pink dress to Chinese New Year celebrations. What does that mean, Serena?
You wore a pink dress. It's not red.
So why did
red would have been better.
Why did we get you in here?
However, you did buy a new dress, so that's good.
So what does that mean?
Well, because it's like new things. It's New Year, so you got new things. You try not to wear your old things. So oh. I wore a new shirt to New Year. I had lots of black shirts, new black shirts, and I didn't wear them. So I wore my kind of not quite red shirt.
A bit of burgundy.
But at least it was new.
Oh, so you can wear something new as well.
Try not to wear white, because that's kind of...
Why?
Death.
Oh.
Hang on. White is death?
Oh, in Chinese, yes.
Why is it black death?
Well, don't wear black then either.
Stay away from the shades. Just.
So pink doesn't mean anything bad?
No, it just means your eyesight's terrible.
I already knew that. I can't read the clock when I'm trying to
Gold would have been nice as well.
Why?
Because gold's very prosperous.
Ah.
Because you want wealth. So Chinese are all about money. Good luck in money.
So if you just had have stapled a few $50 notes to your dress, pink dress, you would have been fine, Christina.
You know, remember that dress in the Oscars, that the credit card dress? That would probably have gone down really well.
And just when you go to a restaurant, like, hey, are you going to be paying for this meal? A pink one?
Okay, so I'm not going to, like...
Chinese
have
hell?
Chinese hell. I'm not going to have a really bad year.
No, because you wore something new.
Okay. Oh, I should have just said that to the...
All right, final question for you. Would Christina make a good Chinese dragon?
The dragon or the lion?
Either way, I'll take it.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.